can change the world. Yes, we can change the world. Hey guys, you have just entered into the strategic activation sessions, and I am your host, Mr. Adrian J.R. Davis of Crown Davis Memberships, and I am so elated to finally be on the phone with one of my long-term friends. But I need to let you know, the information that we have today is here for those people who really, really want to do amazing things in their lives, in their community, and in their personal world. So my job today is to provide strategy, accountability, and motivation. And the way we do it is through the information and the wisdom and knowledge of our guests. And talking about our guests, I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Bill McCluskey of MyTech. And you know what? It's so amazing to understand his whole flow of life and how the things that he's come from to the things that he's going to. I'm going to go on and welcome him in. Bill, are you there?
I'm here, man. Man, here. Look, I appreciate it.
I'm so excited to have you on the line. Tell the listeners a little something about you.
Well, listen, I'm a native Nashvilleian, and early on, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and so I started my journey as an entrepreneur probably in college, and made a ton of mistakes, but learned a lot as well. And about 4 years ago, had the opportunity to start a tech company called MyTech, and we hit the ground running and never looked back. And we got some serious traction all over the country. So what I want to share with you guys today is, you know, how I did it and how to really advance revenue and sales in any business.
Okay, so I like what you just said. You said in any business. So you've built a model that if I'm selling, you know, jewelry, or if I'm selling coffee, or if I'm selling tech stuff, it'll work the same.
Absolutely, because it's a mindset. You know, everything starts off as a mindset, and it goes from there. So these are, you know, what I'll share are principles that can apply to any business. Wow. Sure.
That is amazing. Yeah, I am excited to talk a little bit more about that, because most people will say, well, it worked for you, but I'm not sure it's going to work for me. And to your point, these are principles that you're going to share that is pretty much either cookie cutter or is a formula that people can utilize in their own lives.
Yeah. And principles apply to everybody, you know, whether you believe in them or not. You know, it's like the law of gravity. That's the principle. So you could not believe in gravity and go to the top of a building and jump. And guess what? You know, gravity is going to apply. So principles apply to everybody. No matter who you are.
So at this point right now, the music is coming in, and you know, it's taking me way back. It's talking back in the day. So let's go back in the day. Let's talk about, you said, you know, I knew from a long time ago I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Tell me kind of, what did that look like, you know, when you start to make all your mistakes, and what were some of the first things that you started to work on?
Well, you know, it was one of those things, you know, it was deep in my heart, because every time I would go and work a job, like in college, I would always figure out a better way to deliver the product or service, or a better way that systems in a business that I was working for should be set up. And for some reason, the way my mind works is I always think, well, what if I created a business like this? You know, no matter what job it was, I worked at a telemarketing firm, and, you know, I worked for a marketing company, I worked in a bookstore, and I did all these things, right? But I would always, my mindset was that of, okay, how can I do this better? So I would always jump out there and try to do something on the side, whether it was selling t-shirts or promotional items, or, man, I sold water filters, you know, I mean, I did a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I grew up in music, and I'm a vocalist myself. I'm a musician and did a lot of theater. You know, my sister's on Broadway right now. So that's kind of how we were brought up. So it just made sense for me to eventually start a business in music. And, like we previously met, because I promoted shows. I promoted soul and jazz music concerts, literally in over 20 different cities in the U.S. And I grew that business from just doing a weekly show in Nashville at B.B. King's, and it just blew up. And a lot of the things that I learned building that business are still what I apply today in my tech business.
And that is amazing. And you're right. We did cross paths when I was doing music, and I was much younger. And you know, that was a business within itself because you utilize so many pieces that you can still
Sure.
use in your tech company. I see young artists now is like, man, I want to do this type of music, or I want to, you know, cut this album. And I'm thinking, and they don't use album anymore. That's still my word uses, but yeah, you know, I want to do this words. You know, I want to do this project, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, all right, now my thought process is, can you get 1,000 sold before you even have a launch
Right.
date? You know, because that's the thought process well behind whatever it is. And so, let's transition a little bit to what did some of these projects that you started back in you're in college or right out of college, what did some of those projects teach you about business today?
Man, the main thing that I learned early on was that relationships are key to growing any business.
Man, you can say that again.
Relationships are key to growing any business. And because I would try to figure out, okay, I can work hard, I can make a lot of calls, I can, you know, get up early, stay up late, skip lunch, I can do all this stuff, right? But somebody who has a relationship can advance a lot quicker and a lot further just based on that relationship. And it's really about sowing seeds, man. These are, you know, that principle of sowing the seed. You know, if you go out and plant apple seeds, you expect the apple tree, right?
Right.
And it's the same concept in business. So when I say sowing a seed and building relationships, what I mean is adding value to other people,
Yeah.
helping other people in their business, you know, giving referrals to other people for their business. Because guess what? What you give away is going to come back to you.
Yeah.
So I learned that early on, and I would work hard every day to try to add value to other people. Even, you know, with Soul Lounge, I'll try to add value to other artists, or in my tech business, I'm trying to add value to other vendors or carriers that we work with, or other sub agents or partners, because I know the more value I add to them, it's going to come back around to me.
I love it. And, you know, we have a mutual friend and business partner of mine, Mr. Timothy Oban. And that's one thing that I'm actually working on is a book that speaks about relationships and how it's gotten me to, you know, the place where I've been, but not just me alone. You know, I want people to have other stories to show, hey, this is not a one and done type thing. People have been doing this over
Oh, yeah.
time, right? And to your point, it is very, very critical. So one of the things that I consistently do with my clients, my coaching clients, is that I make sure that they have a an effective strategy rolled out so that they can start to move towards whatever it is that they're trying to do. If that's, hey, I want to get a raise in, you know, a year, or if I want to get a promotion, or hey, I want to launch this business, or I want to move my business from point A to point B. Let's talk about your strategies. Like, what strategies, if you're willing to share those, what strategies have you utilized in the past that have been really good for you? So you can say, hey, this is something that could possibly work for you to get you up and running.
Yeah, man, definitely one of the main strategies that I used from day one when I started my tech, and still use today, is a strategy called create, sustain, advance.
Okay.
Create, sustain, advance. And what are we creating? We're creating momentum. Momentum in sales, momentum in revenue, momentum or in the traction in terms of attracting customers. So a lot of people, when they think about sales, you know, they think about, okay, how do I get customers? Or they'll go to a networking event, or they'll set up shop, so to speak, and their goal is to sell the customer. But what you want to do is a sales is a mindset, and it's a cycle. So you've got to categorize the cycles in terms of your activity. So creating momentum or creating more revenue means that you're going crazy. I call it grinding like there's no tomorrow, or just going absolutely crazy. You're talking to everybody about your business, you're getting information out there, and you're collecting information. For me, when I started my tech, it was making a ton of calls every day. I was trying to set up appointments either with potential clients or potential partners who would in turn sell our services. So I would do that all day, every day. And I tell people I work 30 hours a day, 9 days a week. You know, I was working eight to faint, right? Because I knew that in the creation phase, you got to go crazy, because you're not going to create any momentum unless you just go all out, go full out. the next phase is you're going to start seeing some success. You're going to start getting people call you back. You're going to start having conversations. So the next phase is sustain the momentum. So you want to be able to service those customers or potential clients that you're talking to. You want to be able to nurture those new relationships with partners or vendors or what have you. And that's sustaining the business, right? And then the next step is to advance the business. So it depends on what type of company you have or what type of position you're in. But for me, advancing the business is an event. You know, I like to get people to a certain event. Now, when I say event, I'm not talking about a big show or a big conference or anything like that. It could be me and two or three other people at Starbucks.
Gotcha.
And the reason I call that an event is because what it does is it nurtures the relationship even more. Hey, how can I help you? How can you help me? How can we create a win-win situation? And we walk away from that 1 hour meeting like, man, I really feel like we're in each other's corner. We understand, where we're trying to get our objectives. And I know that I can depend on this person. And that, again, it nurtures a relationship, but it advances the business because, you can depend on that person. And again, that's back to building a relationship. But in my company, that's what we do all day, every day: create, sustain, advance. And we actually have a program within our company called M90X. It's a 90-day program.
Yeah.
So the first 30 days, our sales guys, creation phase. Second 30 days, sustainability. And then the last 90 days, advanced momentum like crazy. And I tell you, I did that when I first started MyTech. We started with zero customers. We got over 1,200 now.
Oh, nice.
I started with zero partners who sell our services, and we have over 200 now all over the country. So I'm still living, literally, off of relationships I built day one with MyTech based on that concept.
So, that person who is out there saying, okay, I feel like he's a little bit now removed from me because I'm still trying to figure out my plan on getting off of my 9-to-5, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, and I'll throw this out there, I'm a travel salesperson, and I'm trying to get people to come and get sales for me for that.
Mm-hmm.
You've laid out a strategy, but now, like, how do you stay motivated? How do you keep your people motivated? Because for you now, it's great. Money's probably flowing in. The building is the business is probably doing very, very well now. But can you go back to those days when it wasn't so glorified?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. If you're going to build a business, you must have long-term thinking. Okay.
Okay.
And I keep going back to mindset, but you got to have long-term thinking. You're not going to get rich in a week. You're not going to get rich in a year, most likely. Okay.
Right.
But what you have to realize is that there are going to be some days where you want to throw in the towel. You got to realize that up front. Okay. It's kind of like marriage, right? Or it's like college. You're not going to pass every test.
Yeah.
But we got 4 years here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's how building a business is. Man, I had some days where I was like, what in the world am I doing? And then the very next day I'm thinking, wow, I'm a genius, right? Yeah. And the next day I'm back down. It's a roller coaster. So I told somebody the other day, being an entrepreneur, if you're going to be successful, you must be able to control your emotions.
Right.
Because you can't go day by day. It's like watching the stock market every hour. It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
So, but what you can depend on is only what you can control. Okay. What you can depend on is only what you can control. That's why we created M90X, creation phase, right? So in the creation phase, listen, if I'm working a job and my goal is to get off my job and start my business or start it on the side and grow it so I can quit my job, I'm in the creation phase all of my spare time,
whether that's
making calls, whether that's connecting, whether that's attending meetings, whether that's personal development, whether that, whatever it is, studying, I don't care. Creation phase for a student, let's say they want to graduate, go to grad school, whatever. Creation phase for a student would be studying like crazy. Getting with your mentors, getting with your advice. That's the creation phase because that's what you can control. You can control your activity.
Right.
I can't control whether somebody's going to do business with me, right? I can't get in their mind and make them make a decision. That's not my goal.
Yeah.
But my goal is to expose myself to so many people and build so many relationships that I can't help but be successful. So yeah, that's part of the creation phase. And I believe that anybody, no matter what level you are, you can start there. And when you go, that's why I say go crazy, because people should be looking at you like, okay, dude, you are out of line. You obsessed, right?
Yeah.
And when they do that, that means you're on the right track, because you're above average. You've mm-hmm. taken this thing seriously. You've applied your passion, and you're going to see results. Hard work always leads to a profit.
Yes.
Okay. So that's another principle.
So yes, it is. And I actually think I have that on my whiteboard in the back when people get to see internally to my studio. So yeah. Look real quick. So because this music is coming in, and I love this song because it talks about, you know, your pretty much your legacy. Like when you're gone, you know, what's going to happen? And that's kind of how I capture it, because, you know, whatever you do now, someone's going to remember you, or possibly not remember you. So let's give a second real quick, let this music play out, and then I'll come back. Okay, all right, so when you think, and you was just talking about long-term thinking, when you think about your legacy or what people should remember you by, what do you think about? Like, what would you want people to remember you by?
Man, that's a great question. You know, I want people to remember me by being disruptive.
Okay, I like it.
You know, and you know, the title in my company, in my tech, is VP of Disruption.
No way. Do you not have that on your card, do you?
That is on my business card. You know,
I love it.
It's a conversation piece. Like, as soon as I give somebody my card, they're like, VP of Disruption, what does that mean? So we can start talking, right?
Right.
But, you know, because I feel that anybody who had a massive impact in history, if you look at, you know, Frederick Douglass, or Dr., you know, Martin Luther King Jr., or Gandhi, or, you know, Jesus, these individuals were disruptive, right? I mean, you know, Dr. King, you know, of the civil rights movement, he said, listen, you're not going to let us eat at these restaurants. We're going to go in here and just sit down in order. You know, we're going to march. We're going to get kids out of school to march in the streets. And they're going to get arrested. We're going to get them out, but we want you to arrest them.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty disruptive. Like, if you think about it, right?
Yes.
I mean, we kind of look at it now. We're like, oh, yeah, that's history. But, I mean, think about it. If you go home and say, yeah, Mom, I didn't go to school today. I was marching. I got arrested. I mean, think about that. Right. So all of these leaders were disruptive. So that's how I want to be remembered, man, to be disruptive in the industry that we're in telecommunications. So in that tech arena, and to also be disruptive in really helping companies understand sales cycles so that they can advance the momentum and the trajectory of their company. Because I truly believe, like, today, man, we have all this technology and we have social media and digital marketing, and a lot of companies, they don't want to stick to the fundamentals,
right?
You know, because they want to get creative and they think, okay, I can spend this money. And listen, digital marketing works and social media works, but at the end of the day, if you don't have the fundamentals, then you may lose sight, especially if your company blows up. It may be a disaster. So yeah, that's how I want to be remembered, man, as somebody who was really disruptive and came in and really changed the game, had a positive impact by being disruptive.
I am sitting here and I'm looking at the clock and seeing that our time is like running so fast. So, you know, for the podcast and those people who follow the podcast, you know that it usually ends around 24, 25 minutes. If we run over, this will be for the all out, you know, YouTube version, where it is clearly, you know what I can't remember what they do, the exposed version of it, where you can get any other nuggets outside of this. But I do want to ask this question before, you know, I know you got a couple appointments, you got to run and do some things, and I appreciate the time. Tell me about your accountability, because I feel like every person who's at a level of success realizes and understands that they're not there by themselves. And for them to sustain there, they have to have someone around them. So tell me about who keeps you accountable.
Yeah, man, there's three groups of people that keep me accountable. One is my wife.
Okay.
Okay. So she knows my goals. They're on the wall in my office. And she knows that, you know, we set these big goals every year at the beginning of every year, and we have these quarterly goals. And when we have a family meeting, we talk about it, and she's pretty detail oriented. So she's going to be questioning me and checking me on everything, you know, and the same for me with her.
That's awesome.
The second person is one of my business mentors. And this is a gentleman who, you know, very successful as an entrepreneur, sold his previous company, for several 10 figures. And just well off, and is also a professor, a business professor at Vanderbilt.
Wow.
But yeah, talk to this gentleman at least 3 to 4 times a month about, you know, where we are with our business objectives and things like that. And you know, he's always, you know, obviously giving me feedback and insight, but checking me as well on the goals that we've set. And then the third group, which is it's my team, is you know, our employees and our staff, man. Because, you know, when they give me their goals, I keep them accountable, and I am very transparent in my goals and objectives as well as an individual and for the company. So they're checking me. So, you know, it's one of those things where when we come to a team meeting, especially in a sales meeting, and we're talking about, okay, you said you wanted to accomplish this month. And you know, every single meeting, I make it a practice to let them know, okay, here's where I am. I'm behind in this particular goal that I communicated. So, you know, and I want to be the leader.
Yeah.
I want to say, listen, I blew my goal after a while. I'm crushing it, right?
Right.
But if I'm not crushing it, then I'm looking kind of crazy, right? So, that, you know, it's that pressure there. It's that accountability. But it keeps you on your toes, man. And I think it's very healthy as well.
And, you know, on the other side of that, because I totally agree. And I think that that grouping is something that the listeners should probably really pay attention to, that you just didn't have one person that was like your favorite person who always says yes, or I totally understand you didn't make your goals today. It's somebody who will give you pushback. But what about that person? What piece of advice or words of wisdom or knowledge that you would have for them? That person who just doesn't take feedback well. That's why they're not really big on accountability. What would you say to them?
Well, you know, you got two ears and one mouth, right? So you should listen twice as much as you speak. But here's the thing about mentors. So, you know, I initially thought mentors should be more successful than you. So it's kind of the thing, it's the traditional thought process. When I talk to somebody who's, you know, made millions of dollars and sold companies and things like this, I'm going to listen to everything they say. But if you can't listen, if you can't take feedback, then how are you gonna get better?
Right.
You know. So you always should be growing. In our company, we call it CANI, CANI, constant and never ending improvement. Constant and never ending improvement. So you gotta be able to take the feedback, and you gotta always be growing, always be getting better. Next year we should be better in every single area of our company than we are today. And we can't get better unless we have unless we take the proper feedback appropriately.
Man, I love it. As far as time, we are about out of time. So what I want you to do, just take maybe the next 30, 40 seconds and either tell people how they can get a hold of you or follow you on all of the social media. And then if you may want to put a little information in about your company as well, because I do have business owners who are listening to this and they may say, well, what kind of telecommunication company is it, and what can it do for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company is called MyTech Partners, and you can check us out online at mytechpartners.com, and that's M-I-T-E-C-H partners.com. We're on all the social media platforms, whether it's, you know, LinkedIn or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest. I mean, and our handle is MyTech Partners on each of those platforms. And then personally, you know, you can reach out to me at BillMcCleskey.com. And, you know, I do a video series every Friday called The Grind Includes Friday. TGIF
yes.
with Bill. The Grind Includes Friday.com. Yeah. So that website is up, and it's actually a landing page right now. But we'll be releasing more videos, obviously, every single Friday. And we're coming up with a training series for that, too. So check that out at thegrindinclusesfriday.com.
Yeah, I love it, man. And I do follow you from time to time, and I see some of the great things that you're doing. You know what? Any last words of motivation to those people who are right there on the edge of making some decisions that could bring them freedom or bring them success?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing I want to leave everybody with is that in order to accomplish something more than what you have accomplished so far, as soon as you become more, you'll attract more in your life automatically.
I love it. Guys, you heard it here inside of the strategic activation sessions. And if for some reason you weren't able to write down Bill Lee's information, you can always reach out to me, or you want to get a hold of him through me. My information is, the website is www.crowndavismemberships.com. You can go to Facebook and look up under Crown Davis, or Adrian Davis, either way. I'm there, on LinkedIn under Adrian Davis, but then my Instagram, tag is productivity_coach. And my Twitter handle is @CrownDavis. So you can get a hold of either one of us if you got questions or things that are on your mind, or more about this particular show. So until next time, guys, I want you to continue to stay motivated, continue to move forward. And this week alone, just this week, try to find some way to stay motivated. Don't get to Thursday and be burnt out. Find a way to stay motivated. I want you to keep on moving.